I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Local conservationists are throwing their support behind a new bill proposed in Congress that would put more than $1 billion a year toward projects to protect vulnerable species. WHYY Zoe Reed reports there are more than 12,000 species that are not yet endangered but are at risk, serious risk.
The Recovering America's Wildlife Act would fund on-the-ground, locally driven, science-based projects that work to sustain the health of fish, wildlife, and their habitats. Pennsylvania could get up to $22 million a year, New Jersey $15 million, and Delaware $12 million. Tim Dillingham runs the American Littoral Society in Highlands, New Jersey, and supports the bill.
This funding would allow conservation organizations, state wildlife agencies, to remove dams to let shad get back upstream. It would allow us to rebuild the beaches that the horseshoe crabs need to spawn on and that the migratory birds need as a stopover on their migration to the Arctic. It would allow us to protect and restore salt marshes that so many birds rely on, and it would allow us to do things like protect grasslands and farmlands where many of the songbirds that are disappearing live and need for their existence.
David Keller leads the Fisheries Department at Drexel University's Academy of Natural Sciences. He says the key to this bill is prevention.
This kind of funding would really go a long way at allowing those agencies to start to focus on not just the worst of the worst, not just the fish that are really in a bad spot, but also some of those fish species that they want to keep from becoming endangered, keep from becoming threatened species.
More than one-third of all wildlife, fish, and plant species face heightened risk of extinction. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.